Great tune, always has such a happy feel to it. It's a composition by alto saxophonist Bobby Watson. He wrote quite a number of years ago, called Wheel Within a Wheel, and it appears on the album issued last year by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, The Wheels Are Turning. Bobby Watson's composition was arranged by Bob Hammer for this group, and it featured solos by Nathaniel Paul Schlemmer on alto sax, Bill Anthony on trombone, and Eric Ferlinde at the piano. Wheel Within a Wheel, Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Hello, welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to be revisiting some of our favorite recordings from the past year, but we also have a few new things to share with you we haven't played yet. Settle in. We've got some good music coming up with Randy Porter playing music of Cole Porter with Nancy King doing the vocal in a Grammy-nominated performance from Portland. Next, an alto saxophonist from a little further inland than we usually go on Jazz Northwest. He's from Edmonton, Alberta. His name is P.J. Perry. I first became acquainted with his music during a visit to Jazz City, Edmonton's jazz festival, quite a number of years ago. When I heard him play, I said, this man is a wonderful player. Great alto saxophonist. Not well known outside of the Edmonton, Alberta area. He is definitely a world-class saxophonist. His name is P.J. Perry. He's heard here with John Mayer on piano, Steve Wallace on bass, and Quincy Davis on drums in a live jazz recording that was made at a club run by the Edmonton Jazz Society called the Yardbird Suite. Great Charlie Parker tune and a great fit for Yardbird Suite and alto saxophonist P.J. Perry. This is Quasimodo. Thank you.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me and people declare that you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, so tender. When at first your kiss I decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's your dream, never comes true. Wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Do baby do do
I'm not afraid.
Nancy King singing with Randy Porter at the piano, John Watala bass, and Todd Strait on drums from the album Porter Plays Porter, a collection of Cole Porter songs with Nancy King and Randy Porter at the piano, and I Concentrate on You. The album has been nominated for a Grammy in the vocal division. Before that, P.J. Perry on alto saxophone, Edmonton, Alberta-based saxophonist with John Mayer on piano, Steve Wallace on bass and Quincy Davis on drums, recorded live at Yardbird Suite in Edmonton in May of last year, issued in an album titled Alto Gusto on the Cellar Live label. A Charlie Parker tune, Quasimodo. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest here every Sunday afternoon. Jim Wilkie with you here. Like to remind you that if you ever tune in late and miss something on the program, you can always go back to our podcasts, which are available after each broadcast. You'll find us at jazznw.org for podcast. You can stream anytime. Let's take a look at some events coming up on the jazz calendar. Seattle Jazz Vespers monthly series on the first Sunday of each month at Seattle First Baptist Church. Tonight at 6 o'clock presents Mikel Rollins and Momentum Jazz Quartet. Nearly Dan is playing its final night at Jazz Alley of its current engagement. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's as usual on Sunday nights. And Brian Nova Jam at the Triple Door Musiquarium tonight. Coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Triple Door, Monty Alexander Trio will be performing both nights, and the same two nights, Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley, great guitarist Martin Taylor and Allison Burns at Jazz Alley. Coming up on Thursday, the Art of Jazz series continues at the Seattle Art Museum. This free series from 5:30 to 7:30, presented by Earshot and the Seattle Art Museum, the Gary Hammond Quintet this Thursday. Nice straight-ahead group with Gary Hammond. Delvon Lamar's Disorganized group is playing at Tula's on Thursday night. Jovino Santos Neto will be at Tula's on Friday. Kate Olson will be at Vito's. And on Saturday, a new series, Finney Center Family Concerts. Saturday, 11 a.m., John A. Kendrick will be featured singing at the Finney Center. Greta Matassa Quintet with Susan Pascal at Tula's on Saturday night. Industrial Revelation at Nectar Lounge and Kareem Candy at Vito's. Just some of the highlights from the jazz calendar. For more information, see the KNKX calendar and also a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Coming up next, some music from trumpet player Jared Hall. A new CD last year that we've enjoyed playing. It's called Hallways, and it's part of the new Mentors series on Holistic Music Works, which is a label run by Brian Lynch, mentor of Jared Hall. Jared grew up in Spokane. He went to Whitworth University in Spokane, played in the Bob Curnow Big Band, and got his master's degree in jazz studies at Indiana University under the late David Baker, and studied also with Brian Lynch and the Henry Mancini Institute Fellowship at the University of Miami to complete his doctorate. He's now living in the Seattle area, has been for the last couple of years, and has become an increasingly important part of the scene around here. Here's Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor. Tal Cohen is the pianist. Josh Allen on bass and Kyle Swan on drums in a tune titled Love, Laugh, and Cry. Jared Hall on trumpet. Thank you. Bill Enschel at the piano and his composition titled Captive Light, featuring the nice tenor sax work there by Hans Teuber, who's featured on the cover and in a feature article in the current issue of Earshot Jazz Magazine, the January issue. Nice article by Paul Rausch. Jared Hall was the trumpet player we were listening to before Bill Anschel's recording. Jared Hall on trumpet was heard with Troy Roberts on tenor, Tal Cohen piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums in an original by Jared Hall titled Love, Laugh, and Cry. I think it was based on Out of Nowhere. It's from Jared Hall's CD, Hallways. Every Sunday afternoon, 88.5 KNKX connects you with the Northwest jazz scene on this program. Next up are a couple of recordings which were issued last year. The first one, issued for the first time, actually originates from 1966. The other one, a brand new one, with Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone and the Jeff Hamilton Trio in Vancouver. The first one, Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery on guitar. This was recorded from a live broadcast I produced in 1966 at the Penthouse in Seattle. With Wynton Kelly on piano, Ron McClure bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, Wes Montgomery on guitar, and his tune, Jingles.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest with a couple of recordings issued last year. The one just heard had Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone with the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Jeff on drums, Christoph Ludi bass, and Tamir Hendelman on piano. They were doing a tune that was written by the late George Robert, the Swiss saxophonist who lived for a while in Vancouver. He passed away in 2016. That was his tune called Hammer's Tones for Jeff Hamilton. And before that, one from 1966 from a live broadcast at the Penthouse in Seattle, featuring Wes Montgomery on guitar with the Wynton Kelly Trio. Wynton Kelly on piano, Ron McClure bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, playing Wes Montgomery's tune, Jingles, from the CD Smokin' in Seattle. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the musicians who make up the regional jazz scene from Portland to Vancouver. Here's one you may not have heard that much of. He's often in the back row of the band. It's Phil Pariseau, the drummer, who is also a composer, manifested in his latest release titled Creekside, just out last year. And Creekside features his regular group with Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Dan Kramlich on piano, Michael Glenn is the bass player, Phil on drums, and Tatum Greenblatt on trumpet. Tatum Greenblatt and Phil Pariseau and Michael Glenn are all products of that wonderful Garfield jazz tradition. And as a matter of fact, Tatum Greenblatt and Phil Pariseau were in the first Garfield jazz band to compete in the Essentially Ellington competition in New York City. So they renewed their friendship on this recording, with Tatum from New York joining Phil's Seattle band. We'll hear them in a tune that was composed, as are all the tunes in this album, by Phil Pariseau. And the idea of the album is how nature manifests itself within the urban environment. I'm not quite clear on how that manifests itself in this title, but I like this piece of music from Phil Pariseau's new album, Creekside. This is called Dark Alleys. That's a tune from Phil Parisot's new album titled Creekside. Phil Parisot, the drummer leading this ensemble, and all 10 compositions, his original pieces. Tatum Greenblatt, his friend from back in the Garfield days, is in here on trumpet along with Phil Parisot's regular group, including Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Dan Kramlich piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Phil on drums. And that piece, titled Dark Alleys, from the new album, Creekside. And that's our Jazz Northwest for today. Hope you've enjoyed our music here on 88.5. And we'll be back again next weekend with more Jazz Northwest. Meanwhile, if you tuned in late and want to catch the first part of the show, it's available as a podcast at jazznw.org anytime. jazznw.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next on 88.5. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.